You're listening to SBS News.
A celebration of strength and resilience aimed to foster understanding and respect for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Every year, from the 27th of May to the 3rd of June, Australians are presented with the opportunity to learn more about the nation's shared histories, cultures and achievements. These dates commemorate two significant milestones in the reconciliation journey and the nation's history. Jean-Paul Junquet is NITV's National Indigenous Affairs Editor and host of NITV's flagship program, The Point.
One, of course, is the successful 1967 referendum, which for the first time voted to include Aboriginal people within our census. And the second one is the High Court's Mabo decision on June the 3rd, which ended the legal fiction of terra nullius, that when the British arrived here, that this land belonged to no one. So they're two key dates that mark Reconciliation Week, and I encourage as many people as I know and everyone who's listening to learn more about those two dates.
National Reconciliation Week started as the Week of Prayer for Reconciliation in 1993, which also happens to be the International Year of the World's Indigenous Peoples. This was supported by Australia's major faith communities. In 1996, the Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation launched Australia's first National Reconciliation Week. In 2001, Reconciliation Australia was established to continue to provide national leadership on reconciliation. In the same year, approximately 300,000 people walked across Sydney Harbour Bridge as part of National Reconciliation Week and subsequently across bridges in cities and towns to show their support for reconciliation. Today, National Reconciliation Week is celebrated in workplaces, schools and early learning services, community organisations and groups, and by individuals Australia-wide. Professor Jackie Huggins is a prominent historian, academic and Bicara and Birriguba woman with the University of Queensland. Her mother, Auntie Rita Huggins, was a key campaigner in the 1967 referendum, of which the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people received an overwhelming vote of over 90% from the Australian public in favour of being included in the census.
National Reconciliation Week is always a week to really feel excited about, but at the same time we know that there's a long way to go. While we see all these very positive things happening in our communities, there's still a lot of negatives that we have to fight against, and we have to, be vigilant of to get justice for our people.
Professor Huggins says the dial hasn't moved in terms of closing the gap and is taking a very, very long time.
It will take hundreds of years to reach any kind of parity with non-Indigenous Australians across all those levels. There's been here in Queensland, treaty and truth-telling programs that we've had, and they've been dismissed by governments.
But she says First Nations people are still making sure that they continue their long overdue and hard-fought justice programs.
There hasn't been a let-up in children going into care, foster homes or other care. It also, particularly around criminal justice system and with our young folk in jail. So there's a continuum of what needs to be done, housing, education, employment, the usual things that plague Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's lifestyle.
She says the theme this year, Bridging Now to Next, is very significant because it's the 25th anniversary of the Bridge Walk around Australia.
Here in Brisbane, it was about 80,000 people that walked, and people who've walked in localised areas for reconciliation. So that's been, it's been massive support for us. Right now we have a lot of young people who still have fire in their belly.
Professor Huggins says they want to see big changes come within their own lifetime as well.
For those of us who have been in the struggle for a long time, over decades, for me it's 45 years, you know, we do want to hand over the baton and make sure young people step up to become the next, because we have long endured massive changes, but also, you know, with that we've had some good political gains, but not nearly enough to close any gap in our country.
This year, the Australian National Maritime Museum will mark Reconciliation Week 2025 with an installation of the 12 turtle shells hand-painted by Torres Strait artist Gail Mabo around the deck of the Endeavour. On June 11, 1770, Lieutenant James Cook's ship, the Endeavour, ran aground on a coral reef in far north Queensland. It happened in a part of the sea country that the Gugu Yimithir people have ancestral kinship responsibility to oversee. The reef is also a part of the traditional sea country of several Eastern Yalanji Aboriginal clans. Matt Paul is the manager of the Indigenous programs at the museum.
They ended up spending about 6 weeks there, and there was all these different sorts of interactions that happened, but one of the most significant that Cook and Banks and the other people on the Endeavour talk about is when some people from the Gugu Yimithir people came onto the boat one day, and when they looked around the boat, they were horrified because they saw that there was all these turtles, full-size turtles, which had been taken at the wrong time of the year and taken from a sacred breeding ground for turtles.
He says the Indigenous group saw this as a huge transgression.
It's literally like walking into a supermarket, not paying for anything. So, you know, they were confronted by the local community for breaking the law. And that was the catalyst for this, a series of events which happened. When they went ashore next time, Cook and his men, the other Gugu Yimithir people, you know, they burnt some ground. And Cook fired at one of the local people as well in that incident.
As someone who prioritizes contemporary First Nations voices across collections and exhibitions, Mr. Paul is really proud to be able to have an installation from Gail Mabo, the daughter of land rights activist Eddie Mabo.
On Monday, we have our virtual excursions for school students. Any school student around the state can dial in. You can find about this on our webpage. And we're doing a big presentation. Usually we get several hundred students. And this virtual excursion will be about the history of Reconciliation Week in Australia and practical stories of reconciliation around the country.
Jean-Paul Janke says the history of the National Reconciliation Week goes back to the early 1990s.
Around 1991, there was a Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. And one of the recommendations was that there needs to be a sort of reconciliation to address Indigenous advantage in Australia. So from that recommendation came a 10-year process working towards reconciliation, working towards repairing the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people of this country. Move now ahead to 2025 and that idea of reconciliation and really finishing the unfinished business.
He says they hoped that they would achieve reconciliation by 2001, which was the centenary of Federation here in Australia.
It's taken a bit longer, but that theme is still current, that they're looking for a united Australia that respects this land for everyone, but also values Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage and history and people as part of the Australian nation.
He says this year's theme really builds on a keystone anniversary for the reconciliation movement.
It's 25 years since the famous Sydney Harbour Bridge Walk for Reconciliation. 2000 was a pinnacle year for that 10-year process from 1991 to really build a people's momentum towards reconciliation. And that culminised in a walk of over 250,000 people across Sydney Harbour Bridge and really highlighted that people had prioritised the need for reconciliation in this country.
He believes this year's National Reconciliation Week wants to build on that momentum to recapture that spirit of the people's movement.
Post the 2023 referendum, the voice referendum, people are saying, look, we need reconciliation more than ever and we need to actually finish what we call the unfinished business of this country.
Professor Huggins calls for non-Indigenous people to join the push for change.
Maintain the rage to really educate themselves and their families around, you know, what our people, as First Nations people, are going through, to remain strong and confident allies in the struggle for truth and justice, and to really never lose sight of the prize that's ahead of us, and that is, you know, for the true liberation of our people, but also social justice that needs to be had in our country.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.